Hi, in this masterclass you'll learn how to turn a short radio or sample snippet into a long, weighty background texture that locks under late-night roller-style drum and bass drums, using only Ableton Live 12 stock tools and Reel Producer workflows. What you'll build: a stretch 2/8-bar radio sample rendered as a textured pad or loop that sits with a half-time roller groove. It should retain enough intelligibility if it's vocal. Avoid brittle artifacts, and carry sub/body to support your kick and sub. The processing chain uses Clip Warping Complex/Complex Pro and Texture, Grain Delay, EQ8, Multiband Dynamics, Utility and a Resample/Render workflow. Before we dive, keep this as your mental brief. DJ Fresh Masterclass, stretch the radio sample in Ableton Live 12 for late night roller weight. Step by step. A. Prep and session setup. Import your radio sample onto an audio track. Set the live set tempo to your project tempo. For roller, that's typically around 174 BPM. Build a reference drum loop, kick plus a halftime snare or a DNB break played at halftime. Duplicate the audio track and keep the original untouched as a backup. Work on the duplicate. B. Initial warp and locate material. Open clip view and press warp. Right-click the first transient and choose set 1.1.1 here. If you want the phrase to start on the bar, decide the target stretched length. For example, take a 2-bar snippet and stretch it to 8 bars for a pad-like bed. Set your loop braces to that target length. C. Chunked stretch strategy. Add warp markers at transients and syllable boundaries, so you're stretching in chunks rather than smearing the entire sample. CMD/Control-Click to add markers. Anchor consonants tightly. Allow vowels and breaths more room to smear. This preserves rhythmic intelligibility. D. Choose warp mode and formant handling for voice or radio content. Start with Complex Pro. It balances time stretch quality and formant control. Use the formants knob to avoid chipmunk or over deep voices. Small values toward 25-40 often help. If Complex Pro introduces ringing or you want a granular texture, switch to texture and adjust grain size and flux for musical motion. E. Stretching the clip. Stretch the clip to fill the loop braces by dragging the clip handle or by changing sag. BBM. Monitor artifacts and use your warp markers to keep important transients aligned to the halftime pockets. F. Add grain delay for weight and smeared movement. Add grain delay after the clip. Use small L/R delay offsets, 530 ms, or use sync for tempo-tied grains. Grain size around 25-60 ms gives anything from metallic to lush smear. Spray adds randomness. Keep pitch at zero unless you want harmonics. Dial dry/wet between 20-40% so the smear complements rather than overwhelms. G. Sculpting low end and dynamics after grain delay. Insert EQ8. Gentle high pass at tilde 40-60 hz if needed. A slight boost around 200-400 hz for body. Cut harsh upper mids around 2.54 kHz of stretching introduced piercing artifacts. Use multiband dynamics to tighten the low band 120 hz and rule the stretched sample's breathing. Sidechain the low band to the kick for a roller pocket if desired. H. Mid/side sculpting and mono low use utility and an audio effect rack to manage mid and side. Keep low frequencies, mono by reducing side low content and set width around 80-95% if you want a centered low mid. Parallel chains let you reduce side low energy without losing stereo interest. I. Render and resample for quality and creative freedom. Once you're happy with the chain, resample. Record the track output or use freeze and flatten to commit the sound. Re-import the rendered clip. You now have a clean audio file to rewarp and process with less CPU and more sonic control. Try rewarping the render in different modes. Sometimes processing in two passes produces musical results you couldn't get in one. J. Final layering and mix. Place the rendered stretched sample under your roller drum loop. Use utility gain to set level and optionally send a subtle parallel signal into a glue compressor or drum bus to glue energy. Automate drive, low shelf, and grain delay dry/wet over sections for movement and build/decay across the arrangement. Common mistakes to avoid: don't overstretch in one pass. Massive single pass stretching often sounds metallic. Chunk or stretch in stages. Don't rely solely on Complex Pro for extreme stretches. Texture can be more musical for heavy smearing. Don't ignore formant control on vocal material. Use the formant knob to preserve realism. Don't leave the stretched sample stomping your sub. Mono the bottom and compress the low band so it supports the kick. Don't skip resampling. Leaving CPU-heavy chains active hides how the sound will actually bounce. Avoid too much grain delay wetness. It can make the drum bed mushy. Pro tips: chunk then restretch. split the sample into logical phrases and process some chunks with Complex Pro and others with texture for hybrid timbres. Freeze and flatten to get a stable audio file you can rewarp differently. Small L/R offsets in grain delay create stereo interest without phase issues. Automate formant subtly for lifelike movement. If the stretched sample lacks sub, layer a parallel sine or low synth and sidechain it to the kick rather than overboosting the sample's lows. Use bandwise sidechain so the low band ducks with the kick while mids remain open. Keep multiple rendered variants at different stretch ratios 2x, 4x and crossfade between them for evolving texture. Mini practice exercise task. Take a 4-bar radio snippet and make a stretched 16-bar background loop at 174 BPM. 1. Import and duplicate the clip. 2. Set the loop to 16 bars and add 6-8 warp markers at phrase boundaries. 3. Use Complex Pro with formant approximately 30 and stretch to fill 16 bars, keeping a few rhythmic hits on bars 1, 5, 9 and 13. 4. Add grain delay, grain size 40 ms, spray 12, dry/wet 30%. 5. Ek, reduce 3.5 kHz by 2.3 dB and boost 100-2300 Hz by tilde 2 dB. 6. Render via resampling, read import. Set the warp mode to texture and add slight flux and a smaller grain size. 7. Mix under your drum loop and mono the low below 120 Hz. Recap chunk the sample with warp markers to avoid artifacts. Use Complex Pro for clean stretching with formant control and texture for granular, musical results. Add grain delay for smear, EQ and multiband dynamics for weight, and utility or mid/side chains to control stereo and mono low. Resample or freeze and flatten to commit to a cleaner file and explore new textures by rewarping. Manage low frequencies and apply bandwise sidechain to sit with your drums. That's the workflow. Apply these steps to the mini exercise and your next roller project, and you'll craft late night, heavy yet drifting sample beds that sit perfectly with DJ Fresh style drum weight.